This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May 7th of this year. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the president, CEO, and chairman of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Everett. It's always great to talk to you.
About a week or two ago, you guys put out a press release. Sales up 777%. You got to be pretty proud of that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the first half of 2019. Our drone rad sales were up 777% over the whole year for 2018. So, and we're expecting a bunch more orders. So we expect our orders in drones to continue to soar.
Now, your U.S. Nuclear Corporation, you guys are kind of a radiation detection holding company that specializes in developing and manufacturing radiation detection instruments on drones. That being said, how are U.S. Nuclear drone rad sales doing for 2019 going on, say, the second, third, and fourth quarter?
Yeah, we're expecting to continue in that same pace. So we're expecting that that in 2019 that will be maybe 2,000% more than 2018. So growing fast.
You know, I was looking at one of your press releases the other day, and I saw the acronym CBRN detection system. Why are you calling it that?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, so CBRN is chemical, radiation, biological, and nuclear, and that has to do with the most dangerous toxins and other materials that people have to protect themselves against, and it's of tremendous interest. Those categories are of tremendous interest to the military, to border security, to first responders. And so we've now outfitted our drones with, in addition to the radiation detectors, biological and chemical sensors. And so what I'm talking about here for radiation, we can see gamma hotspots on the ground. We can see if there's radioactivity in smoke or particulates in the air. Chemical, we fly multiple chemical sensors, give the user a tremendous list of choices that they can pick from, including volatile organic materials, ammonia, cyanide, methane, hydrogen sulfide, a lot of well-known and a lot of rare toxic materials. In the biological, you know, there's viruses and bacterial and fungi.
Absolutely.
In the air, and they cause the anthrax, botulism, plague, staph, E. coli, cholera, salmonella, listeria, typhus, and even ricin. And so we can we collect those materials and bring them down from the drone to see if we can see them. I'm sorry, to see if they're present in the air.
You know, that being said, Bob, is there a lot of activity for your products wanted over in third world countries?
Yes, absolutely. And one of our specialty product areas is measuring toxic materials, radiation, and chemicals in water. And the world, you know, we're a water world. There's no shortage of water in the world, but there's a tremendous shortage, a growing shortage for drinkable water,
right,
potable. And so we can measure these various toxic materials in drinking water, in lakes and rivers, and also in industrial waste, and see if they're fit to drink or if they need to be purified, or some of the water is just so bad you just can't use it ever. But But so you need to detect it in order to fix it, in order to have enough to drink. So,
you know, one thing I really like about your style of management and your company, you guys have vision. And I say that for a reason. Recently, you did an agreement with MifTech and Fusion Power. Would you bring my listeners up to speed why you guys are maybe going in that direction just a little bit and expanding your company portfolio?
Oh, good question. Good question. Yeah, it's a little bit technical, so my warning on that. But MifTech and MifTi have invented and are developing a product that that uses fusion, and it's a machine that's fueled by heavy water, which you can get from the ocean.
Right.
So. Nothing dangerous there. No toxic materials go on the as precursors.
Absolutely.
And then you can use that to produce neutrons, which and the neutrons can help you in two different ways. One is they can make these medical isotopes that you need, the doctor needs. So when he scans you, he can figure out what's going on in your body and give you an accurate diagnosis.
Absolutely.
That accurate diagnosis means quick treatment. No, try this, try that. Let's do experimental surgery, stuff like that. We don't want that. And they can. And the you also need these isotopes to kill cancer. You know, if it turns out that that's the diagnosis, then you need these isotopes. There's a tremendous worldwide shortage of these medical isotopes. So that's one use of these of the MifTech product.
Right.
Basically, a neutron generator. That's what we're using the neutrons for. The other is for electric power grid, making electricity. And as we all know, a big part of the electricity that's made in this world comes from coal. And coal, it puts out pollution in the air. You know, if you go to Beijing or wherever go, lots of closer places too, there's tremendous smog in the air. It's horrible. A lot of that's due to coal-fired power plants. And we feel that with our system, we could produce electricity, and we could probably, over time, get rid of coal completely. So we would just have, you know, the renewables, coal, our fusion power plants, and natural gas, of course. And it would be a much cleaner world, and, you know, would stop promoting global warming eventually. So this is just such an important milestone in history. They'll read about us for hundreds of years. We'll be in the history books, yeah.
My guest today is Mr. Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and President Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. If you want to learn more about their company, you can go to the OTC Markets, put in the ticker symbol UCLE. You can learn everything about them. Recently, Bob, you hired a new team member by the name of Richard Landry. What makes him so special?
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, we're just so excited to have him. He's an investment banker, actually, but he's come to work for us full time. He's also a smart guy, and he has a physics background too, which fits in with our company. But you know, he used to write the algorithms for the investment funds so that they could turn on their machines and make money while they go to lunch.
Very impressive.
And he also he ran his own investment fund. It wasn't his, of course, but he ran an investment fund that moved billions of dollars. So he's quite experienced, and he sees a big future for U.S. Nuclear Corp. And he's come here to help us achieve it. So it's wonderful.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a great technology company that's in radiation detection and drones, look no further than U.S. Nuclear Corp. Very undervalued here, even around $1.30, $1.35 a share with a market cap around $23 million. Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing over there. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Absolutely. Thanks, Everett. You're great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.